Let's bring in Joe Fisher and get Joe's thoughts on this. He joins us on our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery hotline. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Kevin. It was a bittersweet moment, I guess, because certainly as a Vanderbilt fan, you wanted to see number 10, you know, one more year. But as a fan of Earl's in general, I'm really happy for him and proud of his accomplishments and certainly wish him a lot of success. And I just kind of felt like it was a situation where either choice was probably a good one. So I think folks were ready for either one, and now we'll see. They, you know, I don't know where he's going to go in the draft. You never know for sure, but I think he's pretty confident that it's high enough to make this the right move at the right time.
Joe and Franco, I want to get both of your thoughts on this. You know, when he goes to these combines and he's running the 40, you know, in shorts and a T-shirt, and, you know, maybe his time isn't as good as somebody who's running a 4.3 or something like that, you kind of hope that scouts and people who are looking at this stuff and rating these players will take into account what he's done on the football field and the kind of route runner that he can be.
Well, I think they will, but I do believe you're right in that there is a little bit of pressure on him maybe to deliver at the combine with some numbers that might be a little better than what folks were expecting. He would have a chance at that point to really kind of be one of those guys that comes out of the combine with rising stock. The thing Earl has, and I've talked to Bobby about it, other coaches about it, you know, Earl has the ability to basically run the same speed in uniform as not. You know, he plays at a football speed all the time, and I think that's a big ability for him. He has great ability after he catches the football, you know, make tremendous yards after catch on a regular basis. So it will be a plus for him if he runs well, if he lifts well. You know, and I know that's going to be a lot of his focus now for the next few months, getting ready for that combine workout.
But I agree. I just think that, yeah, if he can get down under 4.5 in some way and be close to it at the combine, that for right, wrong, or indifferent, a lot of scouts go by that, and he will help himself tremendously if he can get down under 4.5.
And, Joe, I wanted to ask you, about a week ago, I was hearing he was going to stay, so do you think that he went through that thought process where he thought he was going to stay, and then he realized, you know, maybe that this was a business decision that he had to take a harder look at?
Oh, I think he went back and forth a couple of times, Mark. But I was really happy the way he did it. He went through the whole process, and really, I think after he was told, right after the first of the year, I believe was when the NFL draft projection, you know, came to him and his family. And that's when really you start to sit down and say, okay, here's all the information. You know, these are the ranges and all those kinds of things. That's when you start wavering back and forth. I think sentimentally, he kind of wanted to come back for another year because I think it really meant a lot to him to be a part of getting Vanderbilt to the bowl game, to get to that next level. I think that was a big driving force for him. And so there's some disappointment in him that he's not going to be able to do that. But as you said, at the end of the day, it is a business decision for him and for his family, and I don't think anybody can argue with it.
All right, now Vandy goes to Kentucky, and we talked about this yesterday. A far different storyline than we're used to. They have a winning streak there, and they'll go in as the favorite.
It's funny. We were looking. I'm not sure. I don't think any Southeastern Conference team has ever beaten Kentucky three straight in Rupp Arena. I'm not sure any team has. We're kind of looking around to see if we can confirm that one way or the other. But
yeah, Joe and I were doing some deep research yesterday.
That's right. We were leafing through the book trying to check and checking teams that didn't fall into that category. But it is an amazing turnaround. And the thing that we don't know with the Vanderbilt team now is there are a lot of guys that are going into Rupp Arena for the first time and a lot of guys that play a lot of minutes. And you know, regardless of how good you are, the first time you step into that arena with 23,000, it's going to be something you're going to have to deal with. Hopefully they'll respond the way they have all along, but that's sort of the unknown in this issue.
And the women's team got a win last night to open up conference play.
They really needed it. 72-50 over Mississippi State, and Meredith Marsh played very well again. But you know, the way the schedule is structured for Vanderbilt, they really needed that one because now it's LSU, Georgia, Tennessee, back to back to back. So they're going to hit the heavy part of the schedule early on, very much like the men are. So, but a good win for them last night.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll be listening tomorrow.
All right.